Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for keeping dialed set to Let's Face the Issues as we continue talking about Can America Return to Normal? And I had just, before the news break, read several paragraphs from an article entitled Unmasking the Lies and Unleashing the Truth. Further in this article, it says things are happening at an unbelievably rapid pace now. We have a planned agenda designed to control the population already set in motion, being blindly accepted by the sheeple in record-setting time. I have no doubt people will be lining up to get their vaccinations very soon, this writer says. They went along with the lockdown. They went along with the mandatory mask. They have gone along with the social distancing, the closing of schools and parks and beaches and businesses. It's obvious that the American people are by and large so indoctrinated by the lying leftist media, they're pretty much falling for everything that's presented. The truth is, talking about masks, the smallest pore openings on the most effective mask can possibly buy is 3 microns in size. COVID-19 virus is 1/10 of a micron. This is like expecting a chain link fence to keep a mosquito out. And again, Dr. Fauci himself, the expert, has said that wearing a mask is largely symbolic. Further in the article, it says wearing a mask is also dehumanizing and degrading. They turn us from being unique individuals made in the image of God to a herd of dumb animals, of robots. Mask requirements, that's M-A-S-K, mask requirements immediately steal our freedom of expression and freedom of choice. Combined with social distancing, they rob us of our one-on-one interaction with others. This wears on people mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. They've already been more suicides in response to this plandemic than deaths from the virus itself. And he goes on to talk about it, but you know, it's never about the virus or health. It's been about social engineering and behavior modification and control, or about the new world order, totalitarianism, socialism, which is coming faster than anyone can ever comprehend. I don't believe I could have stated that any better, ladies and gentlemen, than that writer in that massive article on his analysis of what is happening. And that's what I want us to understand today. We're watching a tectonic shift in the social engineering of America. And so with that, can we ever go back to what would be considered normal as we understand the term normal? We've watched churches close. We've watched in the state of California in particular. We've watched in Wisconsin. We've watched in Oregon and other states across America, New Jersey, New York, Michigan, where the wannabe dictator governors have forced the churches to remain closed. In the state of California, there are massive suits now where the churches have finally opened their eyes, and I'm thankful that Dr. John MacArthur has stood up. He has a 7,000-member congregation. He has been willing to stand up and take the bullets, if you please, from the governor of the state of California. He's been before the judge now 2 or 3 times, and there's been relief each time as he came before a judge. They're now threatening him with about a $20,000 fine and continued threat of turning off the power and turning off the water and forcing the church to close. But Dr. MacArthur has so rightly said we need to obey Christ, talking about our churches now, we need to obey Christ and not Caesar when it comes to the church and the rule of law, the rule of order from the church's standpoint. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the mask, and we're going to get into that further in just a moment, talk about mask wearing, keep in mind that wearing a mask is a sign of submission. It's a sign of subjection to authority that's above you. For example, the Islamic women wear face covering, indicating submission and subjection to Islam as well as to her husband. Mask mandate is, ladies and gentlemen, preparing us for submission and surrender to the required vaccination that's just on the horizon. Hear me. It is the stage being set. It is the dress rehearsal for that ultimate demand, that ultimate requirement, which shall be by the force of law requiring that. So, ladies and gentlemen, the so-called protection for our own health is not in the cards at all if you look at it on that term. Two or three things that we need to hurriedly look at and then get into a broader understanding of that question being asked today. Can or will America return to the normal? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you believe we'll go back to normal? Do you believe it's possible to go back to normality? Will our schools be normal? Will our churches ever be normal? Will the society as a whole ever be normal? Will our economy ever be considered normal? Will our businesses ever be considered normal? Will the position that the restaurant owners and the store owners, the business owners, ever be considered normal? When you have hundreds of thousands of stores closing, when you find bankruptcies at an all-history height as a result of the forced shutdown, can we ever consider America normal again? And that word normal is highly subjective. Normal, what does it mean? We need to answer that question as we look at this issue today. There's a ruling today that has just been handed down, or yesterday actually, for the state of Florida, for example, where you have the teachers' unions all in hysteria because of the requirement to go back to school, and they put it online with schools across America, the online education. The teachers and professors at all levels, kindergarten through university, are petrified because now the families will understand the brainwashing, as one teacher said, they've been giving to the students. And so as a result of that, in the state of Florida, the powerful teachers' union, ladies and gentlemen, you may differ with me, that's perfectly all right. The unions were fundamentally founded out of the Communist Party in America so that the workers could control the industry and the trade and the businesses, the corporate entities that they work for. And I'm against unions, regardless of where you feel, that's all right. If you hurt, get your feelings hurt, don't tell me, tell God. Here's an article that says, the stunning ruling on executive order forcing public schools to reopen. A Florida judge just ruled in favor of a teachers' union Monday in a lawsuit against the state of Florida over an executive order requiring schools to open statewide in the fall. Judge Charles Dobson's decision temporarily nullifies the Florida Department of Education Commissioner Richard Cochran's July the 6th emergency order ordering the all brick-and-mortar schools to open for in-person classes by the end of August. Dobson deferred question of the school opening decision to the local school boards. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, if I can just simply cut through the chase and tell you, the teachers' unions do not want the students to go back to the classroom because the teachers' unions want the students to remain home, and yet they do not want online education. They want the parents to have to remain home to take care of them because it's the unions that's backing the movement to destroy the reelection campaign for Donald J. Trump. Just like with the post office union, 300,000 postal union workers now have gone against Trump by saying they're going to vote for Joe Biden. How would you like to have that kind of post person delivering your absentee ballot to your door? Is it possible there would be bias with that? Just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. But the destruction of our nature, our natural resources, the destruction of the nation's economic backbone, the bankruptcy of thousands of businesses, the closing of our nation's churches and schools, ladies and gentlemen, and the forced mask wearing for our citizens, now the future by forced vaccinations on the horizon. Yes, that's true. In fact, when it comes to the mask, Tucker Carlson has been wearing it out on his program. Here's an article that says Tucker Carlson said mask wearing has no basis of any kind in science. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. In fact, when you look at the CDC website, there's a footnote, I understand, at the bottom of the CDC website and some portion of it that says that they do not state by any reason that there's any science behind a definitive science that says masks will prevent you from getting COVID-19. OSHA, when you look at the OSHA website, it goes through the cotton mask, it goes through the N95 mask and the respiratory type mask, and it is very, very clear in that. Here's what Tucker said in part. The Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Tuesday night questioned the safety measures being used in some schools to slow the spread of the coronavirus. He said, quote, many schools that do plan to reopen will do so under a series of restrictions that have no basis of any kind in science. It's kind of a bizarre health theater, he said. Students will be kept 6 feet apart. Everyone will have to wear a mask. The class sizes will be limited, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says there's no scientific evidence to support mask wearing will slow the spread of the coronavirus at all. Quote, Many schools that do plan to reopen will do so under series of restrictions that have no basis of any kind in science. It's kind of a bizarre health theater. Students will keep 6 foot apart, wear a mask, class size be limited, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, craziest mask mandate yet. These employees have to wear a mask while teleconferencing alone at home. I'm just pointing out to us, ladies and gentlemen, how bizarre things have gotten in America with the executive orders and with the rules and the regulations that have been promulgated by the wannabe tyrant mayors and the governors across America. And it's all as a result of voodoo science that's saying that this is true, this is needful, it's necessary to protect us as citizens. But there's an ultimate motive, there's an ulterior motive, there's ultimate goal that they have in mind. But now they're saying that even those that are teleconferencing, doing business from their home or from a business, a home office, and even though they're alone, Zoom meetings, for example, masks have become ubiquitous in the land of the new normal. New normal, notice the term now, the new normal. The thing is that the two of them are generally mutually exclusive. We work in a Zoom meeting so that we can stay away from the situation that might require a mask. Masks, meanwhile, are for when we are enclosed in public spaces around other people, usually not the kind of venue in teleconferencing. But it goes on to talk about now that many businesses, companies, especially the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now requiring all of those that work for that portion of Wisconsin that they wear a mask even in teleconferencing. And the theory is, the rationale is, according to the, quote, leaders in that Wisconsin decision, that it is showing, it is visualizing that we're concerned about the condition of America and we want to protect you. Here's an article that said from the Utah governor. Students who do not wear masks can be charged with a crime. You heard me right. Utah Governor Herbert has no sympathy for parents subjected to the edict that the children attending school either wear masks or face possible criminal charges. In fact, for the kindergarten through 12th grade, he said the reopening of the public schools has drawn new attention to the edict that the governor has made, which calls for the maximum punishment of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for showing up in school without a mask. Kindergarten through 12th grade, you go to school without a mask, you're going to be fined $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail. Would you have ever dreamed that America could go to that level? Would you have ever dreamed that is possible at all? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, if I might say this, once again, at the risk of redundancy, what we're watching is the stage being set for the future when they will have the vaccine, and that'll be by the end of the year, we're told, or the first of next year, where it will be a forced issue. And I'm going to read you article after article and portions of articles that will validate what I'm saying. That's where we're headed. That will become the new normal. We're living in the twilight zone today. That if I could use a term, it'd be the new normal. Because it is absolutely antithetical to what America was like 8 months ago. We are talking about the tectonic changes that have taken place since January of this year. Here's an article by Daniel Horowitz. Exposing the masquerade, mask, M-A-S-K, masquerade, the questions every American should be asking about indefinite mask mandates. The trope of just shut up and wear a mask is not science. Ordered liberty or constitutional governance. It's what they do in North Korea. We need real debate on the effectiveness of masks, the type of mask, the situation in which they're worn, the duration of time, the benchmark they need to be met to have effectiveness and efficiency, and the process for promulgating these rules. We're no longer 24 hours into an emergency. We are months into the virus, and it's time to function like a representative republic that we really are. And it goes on to talk about why did the CDC and the World Health Organization, with such luminaries as Dr. Fauci and the Surgeon General Jerome Adams, so emphatically dismiss the effectiveness of masks and then flip 180 degrees to the point where they shame people that don't wear them. Explain to me, Horowitz says, what has changed. And he talks about mask wearing being required in just about all of the major cities from Miami to Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point that Horowitz brings out that is interesting to me, a fascinating nugget in this gigantic article that he's written. He said, with all of the mask mandating across America, yet the virus supposedly is still spreading more than before the mandate. The virus is now spreading in Japan, Hong Kong, and the Philippines, which has near universal mask wearing. At what point does the mask cult have to provide evidence of the effectiveness of these unconstitutional, illegitimate mandates for America? Do masks that are continuously reused, cross-contaminated, and not properly disposed of become traps to further transmission of the virus? That's a question. What are the known side effects of one's health after wearing these masks for hours and hours and hours on end in the heat, inside and outside, especially for children in school? Do the long-term mask wearing lower oxygen levels and compromise our immune system? All of those questions, ladies and gentlemen, I've answered it is absolutely unequivocally. It's destroying the health. It reduces the oxygen level for even a healthy human being by about 40%. 40%. This article says to suggest individuals be forced into something so personal as covering their own faces indefinitely under the guise of protecting other people is a huge, huge, huge dramatic change in the relationship between the government and its citizens. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with your question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, am I on?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, this is John here in Jacksonville. It's too funny that you're talking about the mask, and I see a man, he walked past my truck to his truck to get a mask because he was going into a restaurant and didn't have it in his hand. So I mentioned to him that I was listening to you and giving out all the information on the mask and how it really doesn't work and that type of a thing. I just want to thank you and thank God that they led me about 2 weeks ago to 91.7 and listening to you on the radio. So it's very cool that we have political type inspiration that's based on scripture. So I really, really do appreciate the ministry that you have.
Amen, brother. I appreciate you calling your compliments. I am humbled by that statement, and I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be the mouthpiece to talk about these issues. Perhaps you've heard me say that God created three institutions. He created the home, he created government, he created the church, he created them in that order. So from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, anything that we talk about in those three realms of spectrum in society, we're talking about biblical absolutes. So I'm thankful for you tuning in each day and you're listening. Continue to do so and invite others to do so.
Right, right. And am I still on?
Yes, you're on.
I was wondering if you could talk about this because sometimes people that are Christians, they kind of hold back on what they believe and how they feel about what's going on right now. And what is our responsibility? Are we supposed to not say anything because we may offend someone, or should we stand up for our beliefs and maybe plant a seed, that type of a thing? So I'll let you answer that question, and thank you again for your ministry.
Thank you so much. Yes, we need to take a stand. We need to speak the truth in love. And in fact, it was the Apostle Paul speaking to the Galatians, says, "Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?" There are a lot of people that cannot stand the truth, want to reject the truth, or in some way feel that if we just be silent, the reason that we are in that condition as a nation of Christians, as Christians in general, because in 1954, the Johnson Amendment to the IRS bill, IRS law, the Johnson Amendment said that it was illegal, federally illegal, for a pastor to talk about political things in the church or in the pulpit of the church. And as a result of that, 99.9% of the pastors in America developed no backbone, no spine, no ability to stand and speak the truth based on the biblical text. It was in May of 2017 that President Donald J. Trump, by executive order, canceled the Johnson Amendment. Now, that has never stopped me from speaking the truth in love from the pulpit or from the microphone on the radio or any other venue. And that needs to be a position that Christians take today. I've said over and over and over and continue to answer your question. I've said over and over, it's time Christians and in particular pastors come out from under the bed, come out of the closet and stand for the word of God. If 31 million Christians did not vote in 2016, if that same thing happens November the 3rd on 2020, we will lose the battle and we'll have a socialist, communist, dictatorship form of government in America. And we, the people, as Christians, we are citizens, aliens passing through, but yet we have a responsibility to the society in which we're living to be salt and light. Salt means we're going to come out of the closet and we're going to be a preservative in the world. And light means we'll come out of the closet and be light to preserve darkness in the society in which we're living. Decay and darkness taking over our nation and our globe, and it's as a result of the silence from Christians. It's time we speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen before it's eternally too late, especially as a nation called the United States of America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Shame and Guilt Campaign Plan to Coerce COVID-19 Vaccinations. You heard me right. Shame and guilt. The same is taking place now with the mask. You're looked at with a jaundiced eye. If you walk into a restaurant, you walk into a shop or a store or a business, I just simply, if they say, in fact, I was in a business a little over a week ago picking up some things for my bride, and two ladies standing inside the building, inside the business, said, sir, you need to wear a mask. I said, no, I don't. I'm here to do business with your company to give you money out of my pocket for products, and that's the only reason I'm here. So I continue to just do my shopping, picked up the items, and checked out. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that they put this in place, but there's not a legal strand of law that allows enforcement of it where they can put you in jail or fine you for not doing so. Yes, a business is a private entity, and they can say you can't come in if they would like to do so, and my position is I'll just spend my money someplace else. God gives us the responsibility to watch over our health and to have a responsible recognition of what's needed. I say to people, if you're sneezing and coughing, don't come to church, stay home. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to meet the view of society that says I'm in the club of mask wearing. But this particular article says Shame and Guilt Campaign Plan to Coerce COVID-19 Vaccination. Some governmental leaders have insisted that the economy must remain locked down until the coronavirus is available. Further in the article says, first, there's no guarantee COVID-19 vaccine will work, and second, it could backfire, strengthening the virus even more. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates, on a CNN news interview about 8 weeks ago, with a big smile on his face, said, we do understand that when we get the vaccine and introduce it to the populace, there could be between 750,000 and 1 million people die as a result of it. But he kind of smiled and said, but it'd be worth that in order to have a vaccine that protects the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here, Bill Gates' face on it, and it says, we need to develop a digital certificate that shows who has received all the vaccinations. Only those with all the required vaccinations may travel, may visit churches, participate in sports and music events, and even get a job, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the major thing that we're headed for in America today. It is the COVID pass, and the COVID pass is, as one writer says, arguably the world's most secure, decentralized digital health passport that verifies and authenticates health credentials. COVID pass gives everybody the ability and peace of mind to return to work, travel, and socialize, knowing that their test status is healthy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at article after article. Here's an article that says, immunity passports and the peril of conferring COVID status. COVID virus status. Biden calls for a mandate requiring all Americans to wear a mask. Another article says the state mandate requires doctor's notes to get to be mask-free in the public. Another article says no religious exemption, new push for mandatory COVID vaccines. The state of Virginia, the top health official said they're going to make it mandated. They're going to make it governmentally required. They're going to make it codified in law. Listen, for everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine when they come out. Virginia's top health officials say they would make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory in the state once coronaviruses are available. Virginia Commissioner of Health Education Norman Oliver said that he plans to impose the COVID vaccine mandate for everyone in his state. Further, the article says state of Virginia state law gives the Commissioner of Health the authority to mandate immunizations during a public health crisis. If a vaccine is available, they must be forced to take the vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed for that on a fast track. It's like I've said before, it's like being on a jumbo 777 with full steam ahead going forth in that dark area that is the unknown. But Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, their goal, and they've spent hundreds of billions of dollars, literally, in order to do so. Out of the 9 pharmaceutical houses that are involved in the campaign for a COVID-19 vaccination, with 6 of them being controlled and are owned by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, what do you think they want? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates has already developed a vaccine that is now waiting for approval. And with that vaccine, listen very carefully, it meets the criteria that's found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, where the Antichrist, the dominating world leader, the dictator of the globe, after the rapture of the church takes place, where the Antichrist steps on the scene, 7 years of tribulation enters into the world. And that dictator leader called the Antichrist will require everyone to have a mark in the head or the hand, the scripture says. It won't be the barcode, as it was thought a number of years ago. That mark will not be something that has a global 666 staring and glaring in your hand or your head. It will be an absolute vaccine that will be unseen by the general populace, but can be read by RFID reader. They can read it even from the sky with a satellite chip, a satellite reading the chip in your head or the head. In fact, in Sweden and Spain and in some of the states today, by some of the major business practices, they have introduced the chip that is now implanted by a hypodermic needle. And the millennials in Spain and in Sweden have just gone bonkers with it. They're gleeful because all they've got to do is hold their hand up or look with their forehead at the reader at the door and have entrance. One Spanish millennial said, I don't have to care change your money anymore. All I've got to do is put my hand up to the vending machine, and it will deliver whatever product I want at the wave of the hand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed for a tectonic change, and that change is going to be going from the requirement, mandated requirement, state mandated, government required, mandated wearing of the mask, which I believe is unconstitutional, illegal. Number one, it's not enforceable constitutionally, but we're going to take a gigantic step from that to the point where you'll be required to take the vaccination. In that vaccination, it will have the serum that goes in, and it forms an under the skin small layer of what would be considered a chip that will allow it to have all of your police record, all of your medical record, all of your military record, everything about you, and it can be uploaded or downloaded or changed by a global satellite. And that's exactly what Bill Gates says. Bill Gates says that with his vaccine, you'll be able to be traced on the globe, wherever you may stand within a 36-inch space, that you can be found. And if you do not have your COVID pass, then you can be picked up, quarantined, from the rest of the public to protect the world from future pathogens and from future viruses. And he says that his goal is simply to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, he's already said that we have about 100 to 150 million too many people on the globe today. Keep in mind he's a eugenist. Keep in mind he wants to reduce the population. Keep in mind that Bill and Melinda Gates has already said when the vaccination comes out, first they want to deliver it to the black population because they've been underprivileged, they've not had the proper health care, and they want to deliver it there first. Keep in mind that's the Margaret Sanger's approach in the Planned Parenthood agenda to destroy the black population. And now they're talking about openly and publicly of giving it to the black population first. I'm petrified with that thought. So the question is, with all of that taking place, can we ever go back to what is called normal? The answer to that is unequivocally no. America will never be what we were. America will never be where we were at one time, just less than a year ago, because we're on a slippery slope of going into the total global control, and it's the globalist approach that says that we cannot go back to normal, that we must recognize, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going and what we're going to do. In fact, Dr. Tedros has just announced that it's not based on the health, it's not based on that, it's based on global warming. And therefore, there's a push now for the global warming agenda again, or the climate control. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.